Good morning. Trains are pretty much to time to kickstart Wednesday. No other major problems to report across the network. But just factor in some extra time if you are catching the Route 11 bus in Newcastle. The bus is heading towards Newcastle from Charlestown. They can't turn into Blue Gum Road from Newcastle Road because of a truck crash. They're using some different streets, but they're not missing any stops. As usual, all the details are at transportnsw.info. This is Nikki Moy for the Transport Management Centre and Sky Sports Radio.
Coringle Stud continues to produce outstanding value for broodmare owners in 2019. Its value for money stallion roster includes proven Group 1 sire Dewporth, whose progeny's average earnings of $87,000 per starter is 10 times his service fee. Dewporth stands alongside exciting stallion prospect Prized Icon and the multiple Group 1 producer Magic Albert, as well as the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab's new trio. Pick the first three in any order to win. Gamble responsibly.
Well, she's done everything in racing and now she has a new grandstand to be named after at Randwick after the announcement yesterday. And joining us on the line to talk to us a little bit about that and other things racing is Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK. Yes, fantastic announcement there yesterday with the new stand on the Ledger Lawn at Randwick to be named after Winx. So it's only going to be a two-level stand, probably going to cater for about 5,000 people. I'd imagine it'll probably come most in use for their really big feature race days during the championships and also the Everest, but going to have some non-race day revenue generated as well through, you know, university students, city exams there and corporate stuff. So, yeah, fantastic news. And I'd sort of forgotten, guys, that Winx had had so many of her wins throughout her career at Randwick. 20 of her 37 wins at Randwick. When you think about it, it's probably correct. But, yeah, you sort of forget how much racing she did do at Randwick.
And you forget that she's never been on a plane.
Yeah, it's scary when you think about it, isn't it, TK? Yeah. No wonder they were sort of reluctant to try and travel her overseas, but she's never been on a plane and, you know, from one city to another in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine it? Yeah, like it would have been a big risk, wouldn't it? Not to say that she wouldn't handle it or whatever.
Although no,
she
you don't
had,
know.
She was a bit quirky. Well, she was a little bit quirky in a barrier, Loz. You know what I mean? I don't think she was that big on confined spaces, Adam.
No, you're right, TK. But that's always the one thing that Huey Bowman, I remember saying, that there's only one little chink in his armour that he's been worried about as a barrier man throughout her career. And it obviously happened in the Warwick Stakes that day when she hopelessly missed the kick. She was too good to even overcome that. But that was a one little chink in her armour. And you're right, maybe in a confined space would have been ideal for a 24-30-hour trip to the other side of the world.
Yeah, you mentioned Hugh. He's been inducted in the Australian Racing Hall of Fame. Great honour.
Yeah, fantastic news, isn't it, Laurie? That's going to be formalised a little bit later this week in a ceremony in Brisbane. I believe it's on Friday night. So Hugh Bowman was probably and Brent Thompson, the two jockeys, who will be inducted into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame. It's a massive achievement for Hugh and I. You know, there's always this ongoing debate about whether you should induct people who are still in the middle of their careers or horses that still haven't finished racing yet. I haven't got an opinion either way. I think it's great that Hugh can be there with his friends and family still around him while he's at the top of his game and inducted into that Hall of Fame. He's closing in on 100 Group 1 wins, which is a magnificent achievement. Probably in a couple more seasons, if he stays fit and healthy, he can probably reach that milestone. The horses, I suppose, the headline horses that were going to be inducted were Vaux Road and So You Think. We sort of tend to forget how good So You Think was, winning two Cox Plates before he was shipped over to the Northern Hemisphere to continue his career under Aidan O'Brien. And it's scary to think what he could have done, winning three, maybe four Cox Plates as well if he stayed in Australia.
Yeah, which is incredible. Sprite got the visitors draw, buddy, in the Goodwood.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about this, TK, to be honest, because she's
a genuine
backmarker. Yeah. That's right. So, and, you know, she came from last to win the Tub Classic for the old Robert Sangster a couple of weeks ago, and she probably has to do the same thing again against the boys in the Goodwood. It hardly shapes up as a vintage Goodwood field, I must admit, at this early stage. You know, if she can maintain that form, she'll be very hard to beat. And remember, one Tab Hunter had $100,000 on an all-in market last week to win this Goodwood. So I don't think that barrier draw is as big a deal as what some people are going to make out, just given her racing pattern. But if she maintains her form, she'll be extremely hard to hold out on the weekend.
Yeah, they're racing at Warwick Farm today. Big day for James McDonald. He's on the verge of 100 wins. Who do you like? And has he got something that you think he can notch up his 100 on?
Yeah, he'll find a winner somewhere there, Laurie. Looked at his book of rides last night. And it's a pretty strong book of rides. So I'm expecting him to chalk up that 100-win milestone for the season in Sydney. My best for the program, he's never been one of my horses, but he's racing so well at the moment. Race 6, number 6, Vega. He just won a perfect race, I think, for him at the moment. I think $4 is still a pretty acceptable price in what I've sort of marked down as a pretty weak race. And I thought the best value was this nice 2-year-old for Greg Hickman. Race 1, number 5, Rari. first up run here in first up run at the Kensington track, he just didn't look like know what he's doing. His last 50 metres, he really savaged the line late with a bit of natural experience on his home track. I think he can run a really strong race. So race 6, number 6, Vega is the best bet on the program. Race 1, number 5, Rari at each way price.
You're a champion, mate. So that's race 6, number 6, Vega is the best bet. And the value bet, race 1, number 5, Rari. That's at Warwick Farm today. We've seen some really nice horses come out of these midweekers. And again, I thought you might see another nice horse come out of this midweek meeting at Warwick Farm. And well done to Chris Waller, Racing New South Wales, the ATC and that, for getting this grandstand underway. After the Everest, they'll get to work building that grandstand for 5,000 people. Thanks to you, Adam Pengilly.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.